In August 2021, the Taliban takeover and withdrawal of international troops triggered a refugee crisis, and Afghanistan descended into chaos. 1 year on, Global Insight assesses the impact of these events, both on those who fled and those still left behind. We speak to the Honourable Mrs. Justice Moira McGowan, a judge of the High Court of England and Wales, and Lord Peter Goldsmith QC, former UK Attorney General and member of the House of Lords, who both strongly supported efforts to help Afghan women judges flee the country. First, we speak to Fawzia Amini, a senior appeal court judge from Afghanistan, who found refuge in the UK.
When the Taliban came in Kabul, destroyed everything. Our jobs, our bank account, or our lives changed. That was very darkest time in my life. The all of people now is very poor. They don't have good education. They don't have jobs. And they don't have safety also. Because the all of women judges, prosecutors, the women activists, the parliamentarian people, all of us has lost their fundamental works or fundamental jobs, or their lives is not safe now, and they have big damages in their lives. I was head of appeal court, and I was judge, and I deal it with the women cases, especially very serious cases, you know, murder cases, sexual assault cases, the forced marriage or early marriage or beating cases, and also the homicide or suicide of the woman cases. I deal it with this type of cases. It was very dangerous situation for us. And all of women judges, the prosecutors and the lawyers heading at that time, because it was very difficult and hard time for us. I came here by the help of my judge monitor, Rachel Karp, and by the help of dear Baroness Helena Kennedy. And now I'm independent. I have freedom to work, freedom to have a good education. We are very safe. I want to rebuild my career, my professional life. It was very important for me. All of the society know I was lawyer, I was judge, and that's very big success for me and my colleagues.
Amini was evacuated to the UK with her family. Justice Maura McGowan talks about the initiative that led her to the UK.
A man called Roger Coventry was a consultant working with the FCDO in Afghanistan, helping capacity building in their criminal justice project. By January or the early part of last year, some of the women judges were beginning to worry about their safety. And two women judges were assassinated on their way to the Supreme Court building one day. And with that as a background, he contacted me to see if we could set up something, see what we could do to help. And we decided that the best thing we could do was to set up a fairly flexible, informal WhatsApp group, which is how it started, and pair a UK judge, a UK woman judge, with an Afghan woman judge. If you can imagine an old-fashioned pen pal, it was the modern version of that. It was to enable the women just to have somebody to talk to for support, to moan to share the highs and the lows of every day. It was limited because we could only really deal with the women there who had enough English to make the conversations work. By the time it was getting off the ground, we were almost at the point when the American and NATO and UK and European troops left, and the situation changed literally overnight. And that's when it became not just important, but essential, because the women who had been working as judges, they were doing every sort of case, And they went from being working women with significantly important jobs, with a degree of public respect, to being just non-existent. They were people under threat and they had to get out. So we quickly moved from this sort of buddy arrangement to finding that we were talking to women who were going into hiding. They were burning their certificates and their textbooks so they couldn't be identified as judges. They were moving home because some of them were targeted because they were judges, and these women were just desperate to get out. And so the women here, the UK judges who were directly in contact with individual judges, supported them as best they were able, hour to hour, through the days and the nights. Whilst it is unusual for judges to speak publicly on anything like this, I have been given permission to do so because everybody recognises the importance of what's been happening and of what the UK Association of Women Judges, together with the International Association of Women Judges and the individual women judges, have been able to do and continue to do. But we had enormous help. I mean, in the very early stages, through people like Igor Judge and Brenda Hale, David Anderson, Alex Carlisle, David Alton, all sorts of people in the House of Lords, but they were able to speak publicly in a way that we couldn't. I think it would be wrong of me not to make a particular comment about the dozen or so UK women judges here who have carried the burden of this throughout. There's a group of lawyers here who organise trips to museums and things like that at the weekend, just to give the children in particular, but the women as well, a sense of what London's all about and what a museum looks like and what the zoo looks like and things of that sort. So I think it would be wrong of me, having, as I said, praise to the great and the good, to not praise the individual women who carried the burden of this. Not me, them. They've done this.
The world's attention has diverted, unfortunately, far away from Afghanistan. But clearly, these women that you're in contact with still have family and friends left behind. And they must still have that situation where they are still acclimatizing to the UK and still getting over the trauma of what they've been experiencing.
Absolutely. And for some of them and for some of their children, getting over that trauma will be a very long-term project. But for some of them, we've been able to put them in contact with groups that will help them and provide counselling and help them cope with that. Certainly the ones I've met, they are remarkably resilient. And what they're doing, despite the fact that they are worried about family members left behind, they are looking forward. They want to become independent in the sense that they're not, you know, reliant on us. They want to qualify. And some of them are well on the way to doing that.
Lord Peter Goldsmith QC explains why he felt so strongly that the UK government had a responsibility to help female Afghan judges.
It was obvious that the Taliban, when they got into power, would not accept women judges, would not accept women in public life really at all if they could, and that they were potentially at serious, serious risk. And it seemed to me very important to get action on that. That the withdrawal was a catastrophe. It was a disaster. And in the words of the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee, it was a betrayal of our allies, which will damage UK interests for years to come. And I was one of those who was involved in the early entry into Afghanistan because I was Attorney General at that stage. I had to approve what was being done. And I knew through my position how much effort had gone into trying to deal, for example, with establishing greater women's rights. And then for that all to go, with just this withdrawal taking place. And it was absolutely shocking, with people struggling to get to an airport, not knowing whether they were going to be able to get on a flight, people going through sewage drains in order to try and get a safe way to the airport. I mean, this is astonishing. You know, you'll have seen the report of the House of Commons Foreign Affairs Committee. I've never seen anything quite as strong in terms of condemnation of the whole of the people dealing with this, from the Prime Minister, the Foreign Secretary, and certain senior officials. So I think that if we hadn't been pressing this, I don't know where we would have got to. But even that, you know, wasn't enough to result in an orderly evacuation of people who were at risk for their lives.
Why do you think that the direction of what is happening to the legal profession still matters so much, and why it's such a fundamental problem in Afghanistan?
Well, I believe that you know, it's by no means is the only issue. Of course it's not. But the legal profession plays an important role in maintaining the rule of law. And you can't ultimately have a stable country without rule of law, in which people believe, which is capable of dealing with issues which arise in everyday living. And also they're a group, you know, who don't necessarily pop up towards the top of anybody's agenda, except those who sort of understand what they're doing. But I've got no regrets at all about trying to prioritize, especially women judges, who were particularly at risk. And so they really deserved a lot of special attention in order to try and get them to safety. We can't forget about this because we've moved on to Ukraine. We should not forget about those left behind in Afghanistan, who'd been encouraged by us, you know, to act in the way that the West sort of wanted, you know, to take up human rights and libertarian issues, and then to be abandoned by the West in the way that they were. Is criminally irresponsible. I think in the short term, we need to try to do what we can to make sure that they are safe. In the longer term, we should not lose sight of Afghanistan and should try to create an independent, able, sufficiently resourced bar association that can stand up for the rights of its members and therefore stand up for the rights of the individuals in Afghanistan who need the protection of the law.
Amini says there are still many women in Afghanistan in grave danger.
Afghanistan has a patriarchal society. In all of things ruled by the men, not women. The women have very difficulties in their lives, in their situation, in their society, because they need for a court, a special court, the need for, especially for the violence against women court. We solved their problems, and now they lost their all of rights. I always worried about the women because they are a vulnerable person in our society. In Afghanistan, always bomb lost, always attacked the women, their families, their children, always unwanted war we have. And that's the reality of our society. Because if the one country or one society don't have laws, what's the meaning of the life in this society? What's the meaning of the women in their lives in Afghanistan? You know, it's very big difficulties. It's very hard time for a woman in Afghanistan. I ask for all of countries to not forget our women in my country, because our women needs for everything. They are vulnerable now, very much. They lost their fundamental rights now. Their children and women need for all of things.